Okay, today is Daf Dalet. We're going to go back to the beginning of Daf Dalet, top line, because it just will help out with the flow. Top line on Dalet Amud Aleph. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan le Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, so there are two makoros, how you know that a Kohen Gadol was sequestered for 7 days. Rabbi Yochanan said, we learned it out from the Miluim. And Rish Lakish said, we learned it out of Matan Torah. Okay? So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan le Rish Lakish. Bishlam l'didi. According to me, the Alfina Mimiluim. Thank you. They were learned out from the Miluim. Hayin v'detanya. That's how we learned in the Braisa. Zeh v'zeh. This and this. What's this and this? Yom Kippur and Paraduma. Right? Mazin alav kol shiva. Mikol chatos shehal yisham. They'll get sprinkled every day for 7 days. From all the chatos that were there. What are the names of all the chatos that were there? All the paradumas that were there. What does that mean? All the ones that were there, all the ones that were there. So Rashi says, the last skinny line, the last wide line, Mikal para upara, from each para aduma, how you know stin ktsas lemishmaris mina efer bechel. They used to save a little bit of every para aduma for every other para aduma. So every para aduma mixed in all the old para adumas also. Kach, nina b'mesechlis para. Then Rashi, v'ani shamati, Efer para shel Moshe lo kala. I heard, says Rashi, that the efer of Moshe's para never ended. In other words, every para aduma had two paras in it. The one they did, and Moshe's. Then 100 years later they ran out, they had a new para aduma and Moshe's.
Why does it sound like that? If you mixed it up, right, every batch,
yeah.
The batch that you had before, you don't know if it's there or not, so it's an assumption that keeps going.
So Rashi, so the Rashash asks the Rashi, that doesn't mean, that's not the word kul. Kul means all the part, right. The first and the last, not kul. What does that mean? As the Rashi says, I heard such a pshat. Okay, it's not such a, okay. Anyway, so it says of Yochanan, if you hold like the paraduma, if you hold the spoon of miluim, and why would they sprinkle them every day? Because we don't know when he became Tameh. We're not even sure he's Tameh. The whole thing is a Chomer anyway. We're not sure this guy's Tameh. We'll sprinkle him for 7 consecutive days. So hopefully, within those 7 days, well, the third and the seventh, somehow it'll work out and he'll become Tahar. Tahavinami hazab miluim. Because, by the way, they did that to Aaron HaKohen. They sprinkled him with the miluim. They did that. Av el lididach, but according to you, Rish Lakish, the Yalafta Misinai, you're learning out from Har Sinai, Hazab Sinai Mihave? Was there sprinkling by Har Sinai? No, there wasn't such a thing. So why on earth are we sprinkling the Kohen Gadol for 7 straight days? There wasn't even such a thing. Asks Tosvos in the Hazab Sinai Mihave. You see that, Tosvos? Vim Tomar. What do you mean? Vahab Sinai Hazab Dam. Of course there was Hazab's Dam. The Chiv, it says, V'yigach Moshe es Adam, V'yizrak Al Ha'am. Took the Dam and he sprinkled on the nation.
When was that?
What? That was right here. In Parakhov Dalid. Right? In Parakhov Dalid. Pasuk Vav. It's at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Where the Matan Torah is recorded again. V'yikach Moshe chatzi Adam. V'chatzi Adam. Where is it? V'yikach Moshe Adam. V'yikach Adam. V'yomer. Hini Dam Bris. Asher Karas Hashem Yimachem. Al Kol Dvar Ma'ila. That's Tosas' answer. V'yish Lomar. No. Osas V'yikach Lo Ha'yisa B'shvil Tahira. That wasn't because of Tahira. V'chdei. Shaharei lo al Moshe levadon is like al achal am el adam bris have it was a dam bris dechziv he needed a dam bris asher karasi Hashem yimachem. Okay, so that's
what was the kasha?
What was the answer? Because you know why? Because people heard hear pesukim. What do you mean? There's no zrika by you about Matan Torah. I heard parshas mishpatim. Yeah, but you didn't hear the end of the pasuk, right? The end of the pasuk says that no, it was a dam bris, right? That's all. That's all Tosfos saying. Then he gives another answer. Even if you want to say that that's true, that this is some kind of zrika for Tahira, it was only one time, it wasn't 7 days. Okay. Back to the Gemara. So it's a kasha on Rish Lakish. So why is it Kohen Gadol? Why is this poor guy being sprinkled 7 times? They didn't do it with Matan Torah. So Gemara says, Amalei, so Rish Lakish answers back, Ul Tabech, according to you, Minicha, it's still good. Bimiluim, Dam. The Miluim, they sprinkled Dam for 7 days. Hachamayim, here's water. It's the Afer Paraduma. So halo kasha, that's not a kasha. Diktani Reb Chiya nichnasu mayim tachas dam. Yeah, the mayim takes the place of the dam. That's not such a kasha. Elodidach, but according to you, hazah b'sina mi have? Was there even hazah at all? According to me, I have it. Okay, so I have the wrong liquid. You don't even have any. You don't even have any zrik at all. Amalei, he tells him, Maila ba'alma. That's just a Maila ba'alma. That's just a chumra ba'alma that we're going to sprinkle the coin 7 days. What are we doing that for? You have to sprinkle the third and the seventh. So are we sprinkling for 7 days? Because maybe one is going to really be day three. Maybe two is day three. Maybe four. Sometimes, at some point, you have to sprinkle them forever. Because if one is day three, that so the hope is a chumra. So that's going to stop me. That's going to stop my shita. Yes, a chumra. All right, you're right. My bottom Torah didn't have it. They didn't have such a chumra. That's okay. Okay. So at the end of the day, there are two makoros, how you know that the Kohen has to be sequestered for 7 days. Either it's learned out of Miluim, or it's learned out of Matan Torah. Are there any differences? So the Achronah pointed out there are three differences. Number one, according to, if you hold that it's the Miluim, then he has to be sequestered in a Makom Kodesh. Like the Mishnah started off. If you hold it's based on Matan Torah, Mav Davka, no Makom Kodesh, but in the Midbar it's not Makom Kodesh. That's number one. Number two, according to the whole, if you hold it's the Miluim, you don't even need. If you hold it's the Miluim, you need 7 days. If you hold it based on Parah on the basis based on Matan Torah, you can get away with 6 days. Why 6 days? Because we're going to see later in the Gemara on the Mabez where that seventh day comes from, and it might only have to have mitzvahs of a day. So that's another difference. And the third difference is we actually said in the Mishnah on Sunday. According to, if you hold it based on the Miluim, what if he wasn't sequestered? He forgot. And there's 5 days left to him. Oh, he totally forgot to sequester. Totally forgot. So is there any toelas in doing it now? The answer is no. If you hold it based on, no, it's not toelas. If you hold it based on Matan Torah, so why not? A little sequestering is, why not? So those are three basic differences. Okay.
Yeah, what did it say about his hansing idea and he sequestered?
The Gemara is going to ask that question. And again, it's a big machlokas. It's such a big machlokas, I need the chumash. Because it's the sukkah very hard. The Gemara is going to ask it. Now, before we get to ask it, Tanya kavotzei der b'yochanan, the Tanya kavotzei der b'shlokish. There's a brisa that goes both ways. How this brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan, not easy. Tanya kavotzei der b'yochanan. There's a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. It says in Parshas, I believe this is Parshas Achrimos, Bezos Yavo Aharon El HaKodesh. Right? Bezos Yavo Aharon El HaKodesh. This is about the Avodas Yom Kippur. Bezos. Like this, Yavo Aharon El HaKodesh. But Masha Omer B'inyan, it's talking about the topic, right? What topic is that? Yom Kippur. The Maihi, what is that? Maihi, what is that? B'inyan Dimiluim. It's regarding the Miluim. In other words, when it says Bezos Yavo Aaron, with this, with what? With himself? With what? What does that mean? Bezos Yavo Aaron, with this, Aaron will come into the Kodesh. With what? So there's a Medrash that says with the Torah. We're going to get to the Medrash says that. It says, come on, you know what it means with this? With the sequestering of the Miluim. That's what it means. Just like by the Miluim had to be sequestered. So too, he walks in Yom Kippur with this. With what? With the same shmirah for 7 days. Right? Bezos yavo aron el hakodesh. V'masha amur b'inyin. My hi? B'inyin de miluim. Umaj amur b'inyin de miluim. What? And what is it? About what? Of the miluim. Aron pire shiva v'shimesh yom echad. Aron worked, he was sequestered for 7 days for 1 day. U Moshe matzalosh kol shiva kedel lechancha b'avoda. And for 7 days, Moshe was teaching him the avoda. Right? Afel Doros,
and doing the
avoda, right? Afel Doros, so too for generations, forever. Kongadol pare shiva, the Kongadol sequestered for 7 days. Umesham is yom echad, and he has for one service of 1 day. Ushnei talmidei chachamim and two chachamim mitalmidei shel Moshe, who are talmidim of Moshe lafuke tzedukim, not tzedukim, right? Mosrin lo kol shiva, they sat there for 7 days with him. Kedei lechancho ba'avoda. Tzijim avoda, Why do you need two? Moshe is only one. Why do you need two chachamim? Why not one chacham? I think it's one of the rachonim says we're afraid of the tzeduki, right? Make sure there's two. Why don't they both can be tzedukim? Yeah, listen, you do your best. You know, you do.
Isn't it obvious that you have to be tzedukim?
Yes, because going out of way to say it. Mikan Amru from Hayesi Shivas Yom Kod Yom Kippur 7 days before Mafreshin Kohen Gadol Mibeitzel Lishkas Parhedrin. We took him out of his house. We escorted him to the Parhedrin. Ukeshem Shemafreshin Kohen Gadol Kach Mafreshin Hakohen Sorif Es Hapara. Just like we did it to him, we did it to the Kohen who burns the Parah. Lelishka Shal Pnei Habira Safona Mizracha in the room in the Bira that we had the Machlokas what that is in the northeastern corner in northeastern room. V'yechadzeh, and both of them, mazin alav kol shiva, mikol chatos shal yisham. They were sprinkled for 7 days from all the chatoses that were there. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the only makar that he has is the sequestering. He has no makar for paraduma, and he has no makar for sprinkling. He just says it. The Baisa just says it. I have a makar for that. And by the way, Joshua did it by him, did it for the paraduma. How do you know? Doesn't say. And just like Paraduma has to be sprinkled twice, they sprinkled this guy 7 days in a row. What's the makar for that? Doesn't say. V'im Tomar, you want to tell me, the miluim dam, hacha mayim. But the miluim was dam, and here it was mayim. Right? So it's not the same. No. Amar to nechnezu mayim tachas dam. The mayim comes instead of the dam.
Where is mayim?
The Paraduma concoction is mayim. Right, but by the miluim it was dam. So why we switched? It's not the same. No, it takes the place of the dam. By the miluim in parshas, there are two parshas that talk about the miluim. It says over there that they took Aaron for 7 days and they sprinkled him with dam.
Every day.
I don't know if it's every day, but they sprinkled him with dam. Correct. The Omer, and there's another pasuk, right? The Omer, and it also says, the Omer, and it also says, by the Miluim, Kasher Asa Bayom Hazeh, like you do on this day, Tziva Hashem Lasov Lechaper Alechem, Lasov is Elu Matzi Para, and Lechaper is Elu Matzi Yom HaKippurim. Okay? Good? That's the end of the Braisa. So now the Gemara says, the high bezos, mi boile legufe. What do you mean? What does it mean, bezos? What does it mean, with this Aaron walks in? With what? So we said it means, with sequestering for 7 days before. You know what it means with this? With the carbonos he's supposed to bring. That's what it means. With these carbonos. The high bezos, mi boile legufe. Par ben bakar lachatas, hasbin lachatas, the aisle ola, an aisle for an ola. What do you mean? What kind of question was that? What does it mean, this? I'll tell you what it means. It means the carbonos. Amri now, Ila Karban, Luchudei, if that's all I was telling you, Lema Kra Bezeh. With this, Obeela, with my Bezos? What does it mean, Bezos? Shmamina Tarti. What does Bezos mean? It means both. What does it mean, both? With Karbanos, and he walked in with a Shmira for 7 days.
Well, Bezos could be for more than one Karban, for two Karbanos.
I know, then it's, that's what the Gemara says. Well, listen to this. So the Gemara says, you're right. It just says Beela with these. But it doesn't say that, it says bezos. So we learn both. It says the Ritva, 1 minute. The Medrash says that bezos yovah Aaron means that I nichnas Aaron bechavilos shal mitzvos and bezchos haTorah. That's what it means, bezos. Says the Ritva, the answer is, okay, that's a Medrash, right? Says the Ritva, yeah, but that's not the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk. The Pashup Shad of the Pasuk is that he was, bezos means with sequestering? That's not Pashup Shad either. The Pashup Shad is with the Karbanos. Bezos, here he walks in over here, Bezos, with this, with what? With the Karbanos. Says the Ritva, don't tell me about this Medrash about Torah, that's a Pashup Shah, that's a Medrash. But Bezos, with the Shmira, with 7 days of sequestering, that's Pashup Shah. Okay. Now, Maiva Omer, why do we have to have a second Pasuk? We brought a second Pasuk. Right, what did the second Pasuk say? That just like Kasher Asa Hashem, Bayom Hashem, Tziva Hashem, Lassos, right? Why don't we need two Pesukim? So V'chi Tema, I'll tell you why. I would have thought, this is a Havmina, Yom Kippurim Kamuhu Deboi Prisha. Only the first Yom Kippur in history you required Prisha. Kid Ashkechan B'miluim. So it's like the first time that the Mishkan was used, it was a different setup. So too, the first Yom Kippur would be different. Aval Yom Kippurim De'al Malo. But every Yom Kippur from now on will not have this rule. Inami or Kohen Gadol Kamu Dibai Prisha. Only Aaron Kohen required a Prisha. Aba Kohen Gadol Ba'amalo. But no other Kohen is going to require a Prisha. Tashma. That's why it says Kasher Asa. Right? That's why it says Kasher Asa. Another pasuk to tell you, no, it's not just one time in history. Yes, to be Luwim was one time in history. That's true. This is not one time in history. This is going to be every year. Now, Tanya Kavase de Rish Lakish. There's a bride that supports Rish Lakish. That what? That by Har Sinai, they were sequestered for 7 days. Okay? Now, I'm going to read you some psukim in the end of Parshas Mishpatim. You can read these psukim every year, and you don't register them, because Mishpatim is such a hard parsha. And then at the end, you have this easy story here, and everyone just reads it very fast. Listen to these psukim. It says, Vayomar Shem al Moshe, Ale Eli Hahara, come up here to the mountain, Vehaye Sham, and be here. The Etna Lucha, and I'm going to give you Es Luchos HaEven, Vaha Torah, Vaha Mitzvah, Asher Kasafti Laharosam, that I wrote down to teach you. Vayaka Moshe VeYoshua Misharso. Moshe and Yoshua, his servant, got up. Vayal Moshe El Har Elokim, and Moshe went to the mountain of God. Vilazakenim Amar, Shuvu Lono Bazeh, go back home. Adashenah Shavalechem till I come back. Vihine Aaron V'chur Imachem. Mi baldvarim yigash aleihem. Anyone have any issues, let them take them up with you. Right, that's what it means. Right? If anyone has been Torah, I'm not going to be here for a while. Ready? Here we go. Vayal Moshe. Moshe, this is Master of Mishpatim. Vayal Moshe. Moshe went up El Hahar, to the mountain. Vayechas Ha'anon Es Hahar. And the cloud enveloped the mountain. Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Al Har Sinai. And the Kvod Hashem rested on Har Sinai. Vayechasehu Ha'anon. And the Anon covered the mountain. The cloud covered the mountain. Sheshes Yamim. For 6 days. Vayikra El Moshe. And Hashem called to Moshe, Bayom HaShvi'i, on the seventh day, Mitoch HaAnan, from the cloud. Umara Kvod Hashem Ke'esh HaCheles, Berosh HaHar, La'enei Kol, it looked like a fire, right? Vayom HaMoshe B'Tzoch HaAnan, Vayal HaLahar, he went up, Vayimosh HaMar HaBoam Yom HaBoam, like for 40 days and 40 nights. When did this happen? Did this happen before Matan Torah? In other words, did this happen on Shavuos? Or 6 days before Shavuos. That's going to be a machlokas tanoim. Okay? And that's what Rish Lakish is going to learn, that they were sequestering for 7 days. The sequestering is only going to be for Moshe. Then Moshe had to wait 7 days before he went up to Shemayim. So when did this happen? It's a machlokas tanoim. Did this happen before or after?
Plus, if he's up in the clouds, who's sprinkling the Bnei Yisrael with the blood?
What? Now that happened before. I started with Pasuk Yud Beis. That sprinkling was in Pasuk Ches.
Before Rosh Chodesh Sivan?
What?
That's before Rosh Chodesh Sivan?
That doesn't matter, because that was only one time. So that was, it was only one time. Tosfos said that was a Dan Bris. Right. So what does it matter when that happened? What's the difference?
He can't do it if he's up in the mountain.
So obviously he wasn't up there. Right?
He wasn't up there, he wasn't sequestered.
So what?
He wasn't up there, then he wasn't sequestered.
Correct, so let's read it. Tana Kavasat Rish Lakish. We have a bride that supports Rish Lakish. What does it say? It says, Moshe Allah Ba'anan. Moshe went up to the mountain. Moshe went up to the cloud. V'nishchase Ba'anan. And the mountain was covered with a cloud. V'nishkadesh Ba'anan. And the Anan was the Kadesh of the mountain. Kedei lekabel Torah Yisrael B'kedusha. Like Yisrael should get the Torah B'kedusha. Shemar, like it says, V'yishon kavod Hashem al Harsinai. Zeha Yamaisa Achar Aseret HaDibros. This is after the Aseret HaDibros. In other words, Moshe came and gave that Aseret HaDibros to Bnei Israel. Then he gets sequestered for 7 days. Then this happens. Afterwards, Shetchila L'Arboim Yom Divrei Rabbi Yosef Glili. This is the beginning of the 40 days according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Let's see Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but we have to read it. Zeh Maiseh. It's like almost at the end, second to last Rashi. Zeh Maiseh. Klomar. What this means is like this. Don't say, it's very long, don't say the following, right? Don't say this, v'yechazu lahar, that it covered the mountain, v'lo l'moshe, and not Moshe, v'elu shisha yamim heim shahayum Rosh Chodesh, and these 6 days begin on Rosh Chodesh, shabo l'sinai, when they came to Har Sinai, ad yom ha'antorah, until ma'antorah, which was 6 days later. Now don't say that. Ein kan preacher klal Moshe. That wouldn't be a preacher for Moshe. Why not? Sharei kol oats and shishiyam all of yorid bashkama. Every day it was going back and forth. But he went out al preacher min isha. He went out to tell them they can't be with their wives, right? Umitzvah hagvala. Tell them mitzvah don't come near the mountain. Zos lo tama. Don't say that. Right? Rashi said enough times. Don't say that. Don't say that. Why? If he should say, I say achar aseret adibros. This happened after the aseret adibros. But tchilas aboyim yom. At the beginning of the 40 days, Shenichnas Lamachan Shechina, when they came to the beginning of Moshe going up to the Machan Shechina. What's the Machan Shechina? Shemayim. Lios im sham im Hashem, to be with Hashem, lekabel haluchos, to get the luchos. Ulekabel mefarsh mechab shita le da'acha aseret adibros ha'yishishi yam halalo. How do you know that? Here we go. Okay? According to Yotze Galili. So far, everyone with me so far? Okay, so far so good? So they arrived the 6th on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For 6 days, Moshe's running back and forth, telling them very... Then Torah's given. Then Moshe's sequestered for 7 days. And then he goes up to Shemayim.
It sounds like that's part of the 40-day...
It is, because the Gemara's going to ask, and then he didn't come back down on Shiva Sabatamas. If that's not part of the 40 days, he didn't come down on Shiva Sabatamas. Which we have a tradition he did.
Right.
So the Gemara says, yes, it's included in the 40 days.
How is the sequestration different than the rest of the 40 days? He's up there anyway.
But he wasn't up there. He was halfway up there.
Halfway.
He was sequestered.
He was
a way station. He was sequestered, right? So here we go. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Vayishkon kvod Hashem meirosh chodesh. No. Vayishkon kvod Hashem meirosh chodesh. This all happens on Rosh Chodesh, right? Moshe, v'chol Yisrael omdin. Everyone was standing there, right? Where does it say that? V'chol Yisrael omdin. That's from a previous pasuk. V'lo ba'akasev alachal kavod l'Moshe. Only Moshe was only singled out to give him kavod, but Einach Hanami, the whole Klal Yisrael was sequestered. Why? Because this happens before Matan Torah. So it's like there's a 6 day break that Hashem did not give the Torah yet, right? Rav Nassan Omer, no, Loba Kasavel Lamarik Achilu Vishtiya Shabayav Lusuma Kamachli Asharis. No, there was a 6 day gap so that all the food inside you should get eaten up and digested like angels. Like look at Rashi, the second skinny line. Rashi says, Rav Nassan Savar La Krabyotse Glili, Rav Nassan Hosla Krabyotse Glili, the Prisha Lamosha, who was only for Moshe, ach, Lola Lamod Mikan Lasharim Ha Nichnasan Lamachan Shechina Prisha. Not anybody that walked in. Shalom ha'itza prisha zu, ela b'shishat yamim halalu, it's marakah achila shemayayim, liyotz kavach yasharitz, avu ba'am alo ba'in amirak. You don't normally need that. It was a special thing for Moshe. All these pshatim are just like agaritas. From Masih ben Chorash omer, lo ba'kasev el la'ayim alav, it was only done to like instill fear in the Bnei Yisrael. Kadei shetei Torah nitnas be'ema, Torah has to be given be'ema, be'reses, shaking, b'zeya, sweating. Shenemar, ivduas Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'rada. My gilu b'rada. Gilu means happiness. And rada means fear. Amar v'ach, acha b'rada b'rasna. Amar rav, b'mokam gila. When there's happiness, sham tei b'rada. There has to be trepidation as well. Okay. Anyway. B'maikam iflagi r'vitzek lila v'Rabbi Akiva. So what are r'vitzek lila and Rabbi Akiva arguing about? I mean, it's what we just said, they're arguing about when did this end of Mishpatim take place. But the pulks of the Hani Tanoi, they're arguing in an older machlokas. The Tanya doesn't have to be this way that they're arguing in this machlokas, but the Gemara assumes they are. B'shisha b'chodesh nitna the Torah Yisrael. According to the Tanakama here, Torah was given on the 6th day of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'shivabo. It's not Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It's different Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says on the 7th day. Okay? Man da'ar b'shisha. The Tanakhama holds a 6 day. B'shisha nitna u'b'shiva Allah. It was given on the 6th, and he went up on the 7th. Man da'ar b'shiva. B'shiva nitna u'b'shiva Allah. It was given on the 7th, and he went up on the 7th. D'ksiv v'yukrael Moshe b'yom ha'shvi. So, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Sarva laka Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that this sequestering happened after Matan Torah, right, holds that the Torah was given on the 6th. Torah was given on the 6th, then the 7 days of sequestering happened. Why? Because if the Torah is given on the 6th, there aren't 7 days. It's only 6 days. has to be afterwards. You understand? That's the riot. It has to be afterwards. Only 6 days. They arrive on Rosh Chodesh. It's given on the 6th. It's only 6 days. So it has to be afterwards.
You didn't say it was 7 days superstition.
I read it to you. For Yikrael Moshe B'yom HaShvi. Anyway, Rosh Chodesh like a Tanakama. Dama B'shisha B'chodesh Nitna. Torah. It was given on the 6th day of Sivan. Hilkach, therefore, Zeha Yamaisa, Achar Atzeres HaDibros. This happened after the Atzeres HaDibros were given. Vayishkon Kvod Hashem, Al Har Sinai, Vayichatsu Anan, Sheshit Yomim, LaMoshe. The 6 days were only for Moshe. Vayikra Moshe B'yom HaShvi, and Moshe Hashem calls to Moshe on day number 7. That's the second to last, the third to last pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. L'kabulei Shar Torah, to get the rest of the Torah. Very simple. You want to tell me that this whole parsha here in the end of the Mishpatim is before Matan Torah? The Yichatsu Anan Lahar Yikra El Moshe Habayom Hashvi LeKabul Yatzeres HaDibros. And on the 7th day, he said, "Okay, come over here, Moshe, get the Torah." Ha Kibluhu Mashisha. No, I got on the 6th day of Sivan, not the 7th day. It doesn't fit. Vastalka Moshe Anan Mashisha, right? Vastalka Anan Mashisha. What happened on the 6th day? Right? So it's impossible to say that the Torah was given on the 7th day, and therefore it's impossible to say that the sequestering happened before Matan Torah. It's impossible. Okay. Now, that's Rabbi Yosef Glili. Right? Which, by the way, that's what Rish Lakish holds like. He holds like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Right? Now the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva Savalok Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Akiva holds, like Rabbi Yossi, that the Torah was given on the 7th day of Sivan. If that's true, this whole parsha is before Matan Torah, and on the 7th day Hashem said, "Come, Moshe, we're getting the Torah now." Makes perfect sense. The Amar B'Shiva B'Chodesh Nitna Torah LiYisrael. On the 7th day, Torah was given to Yisrael. It's not a raya that it was before. Right? It's not a raya that it was before. It could fit though. Right? That's his point. His point is it could fit. Right? It's not 100% a raya. Now, if you hold up Rabbi Akiva, Bishlom Rabbi Akiva, Hanad Mishkachas Lo Shiva Asa Betamas Shishtabro Luchas. That makes perfect sense that the Luchas were broken on 17th of Tammuz. Why? Eshen V'Arba De Sivan. There's 24 days left in Sivan. V'Shitzar De Tammuz. And 16 of Tammuz. Malulu Arbon Yomen, that makes 40. 24 plus 16 equals 40. Dahavi Bahar, he was up there on the mountain. Ubit Shitzar B'Tamuz Nachis, and on the 17th of Tammuz he goes down. Shitzar is 17 or 16? 17. V'asa V'Tavrina Luchos, he comes down and breaks the Luchos. El Rabbi Yosef Glili, but according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Amud says, Shisha Deprisha, that there were 6 days after Matan Torah. After Vav Sivan, there were 6 days. V'Arbon Dahar, and then 40 up on the mountain. Then on Eshen V'Tlas B'Tamuz Lo Yitra Luchos, they don't get broken until the 23rd of Tammuz. Right? Because there's 40 days up there plus another 6. No. So how does that make sense? So Amalachim, Yosef Glili, no, Arbon Dahar, the 40 days up there is Bahad Deshisha De Prisha. Includes the 6 days of Prisha. Which is a very funny thing. Because they have a tradition that it was 40 days up there. Now you're telling me, you know, for the first 6 or 7, he wasn't really up there. Right? Why? Because there was a pre-show. There was a sequestering. We never heard that before.
No, maybe he was out of the sight of Israel. But he wasn't.
Correct. That's what we're saying. He was in some limbo.
Right.
He was in some limbo. So we never heard. Who ever heard that?
Well,
right. Yeah. Barim Yom, Barim Laila. He was with the Malachim and his Hashem and didn't eat, didn't drink. Now we're saying that for 7 of those days he wasn't really anywhere.
Six of them.
It wasn't really any. It's on the 7th. So it's because of Yom Kippur. You want to say all that? It's on the 7th. We never heard that before, right?
But,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but in Israel, they didn't see him for 40 days.
So I hear what you're saying.
According to them,
for 40 days, he was 40 days out of sight. Where was he for those 40 days? There's 2 stages. We never heard that before.
Okay.
But Rabbi Yossi said it's the only way he can fit it in because we have a tradition that the Luchas were broken on the 17th of Tammuz.
Right, right.
Okay. Amar Mar, we just said it says, Vayikra el Moshe, right? Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdin, Moshe and everybody was standing there. It's Messiah Leil Rebbe Lazar. That supports Rebbe Lazar. The Amar Rebbe Lazar. V'yikrael Moshe. He called to Moshe. Moshe v'chal Yisrael omdin. So the truth is, if this is before Matan Torah, then he called everybody. If it's before Matan Torah, then Hashem called everybody. Right? Not Moshe, everybody. It's only covered to Moshe. Right? He mentions Moshe by name, because Moshe's the man, but really it's everybody. Mesve. One second. This is Agarata. It says, call lo, call a love. Moshe shama, v'chol Yisrael lo shamu. Here, he's telling me that Hashem called everybody, but it only mentions Moshe, because Moshe was the leader. But we have another place in the Torah where the Gemara darshins that Hashem called only Moshe. No one else heard it. So which one is it? Lokasha. Ha b'Sinai, ha b'Ol HaMoed. Yeah, by Har Sinai, everybody heard it. And when Hashem spoke to Moshe in the Ol HaMoed, look at that. No one else heard that. V'Yibayisayim, I'll give you another answer. Lokasha. Ha b'Kriya, ha b'Dibor. The question is he calling? When he says the word Kriya, it means he's calling. That everyone heard. When it says Dibor, it's only Moshe. Rav Zika Krumi Kroy Kameh Der Belazar. He asked the following stira of Pesukim in front of Rav Belazar. Of Amri Le Amr of Zika Rav Belazar Rami. Others say that Rav Belazar himself made a stira. Ksiv it says, V'layochel Moshe Lovel Ol Moed. Moshe was not able to come to the Ol Moed. Kishachan Olav Anan. Because the Shechina was too full. There's no room in the Ol Moed. It was full of the Shechina. Moshe couldn't go in. The Ksiv it says, V'yavah Moshe Betocha Anan. And it says, Moshe walked into the cloud. Right? Malamit Shetafsva Kadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe V'yavah Anan. And he brought Moshe in. So which one is it? Does the Shekhinah not let Moshe in? Or does it yes let Moshe in? Which one is it? The very Rishmal Tana. So the truth is, it's Rishmal, in the yeshiva Rishmal they learned, Nemar Kan Betoch. It says over here Betoch. The Nemar Lahalan Betoch. And it says over there, over where? By the Kriyas Yamsov Betoch. They went into the Yamsov. So Yavo B'nei Yisrael Betoch Hayom. They went into the Yamsov. Ma Lahalan Shvil. Bishalach, right? Just like by the Yamsuf, there was a path. Dechsev, like it says, V'yav v'hamayim lehem choma. Afkan, shvil. Yeah, you're right. It was full, but there was room for Moshe. Okay? Yeah, next. V'yikrel Moshe. And says he called to Moshe. V'yadaber. This is in the first pasuk of V'yikra. It says, V'yikrel Moshe. V'yadaber. So lama hiktim kriel and dibur. Why does it say Kriya first? Vayikrael Moshe Vayidaber. Just say Vayidaber Moshe. Why does it say Vayikrael Moshe? Linda Torah Derech Eretz. It's Derech Eretz. Shelo Yomar Adam Davar L'Chaveiro. You shouldn't say something to your friend. Elim Kain Karahu. First, I would love to speak to you. And then you tell him what you want to tell him. It's a nice way to behave. I would love to speak to you. Instead of, let me take the file. I guess it's a little nicer. That supports the Dabar Rechanina. Lo Amar Adam Davar the Chaveiro. You shouldn't say something to your friend. Elim Kain Karo. First you call him over. First you call him up. Hi, I'd love to talk to you about something. Oh, that's great. What would you like to talk to me about? The following. Lamar. What does Lamar mean? Amar Rav. We can read the parentheses of his name. Musia Bar Brei Der Masia Mishrei Der Musia. Rabba. Minayin Lo Amar Davar the Chaveiro. How do you know that if you say something to your friend, Shehu Babal Yomer. Ad Shiomelo Lech Emor. How do you know that you're not allowed to repeat something to someone else unless he tells you permission? In other words, if Reuven tells something to Shimon, Shimon can't repeat it unless Reuven says he can repeat it. Right? How do you know that? Shinemar Vidabra Hashem Elov Ba'ol Moed Lamar. Go repeat it. Right?
I was thinking.
So the Chavetz Chaim. One second. Rashi says. No, that's not this Rashi. I'm sorry. So the Chavetz Chaim says, is that an Isser? Because, first of all, Lashon Hara is only if it's harmful. Right, so what? Hashem told Moshe something harmful? And Moshe needed permission to repeat it? No. That can't be pshat. So it's not Usser, it's just a recommended way to behave. Mm-hmm. You don't have to always be a talker. Even if it's something powerful. Right? Even if it's like, it doesn't have to even be a secret. It's the way to behave. It's a mild way to behave. Don't always be the one that always has to say things. Right? That's all. Obviously, there's no Lashon Hara here. It's just a way to behave. You should always be. You don't have to be the one that spills the beans all the time. Let someone else do it.
It's also your
Right, it's also here saying, no, but we're saying Moshe, Hashem told Moshe, I want to tell you some halachas, and go repeat them. What, it was some secret thing? Some secret thing? Some bad news? No. It's a way to behave, not to always be the guy that's always gabbing. That's all.
Guy says to his friend, don't tell anybody what I'm about to tell.
That's a different story.
Of course you would.
Correct. But even if we're talking with, that's exactly what the Chofetz Chaim is saying. It's not something scary, and it's not something harmful. It's not Lashon Hara. It's not a secret. It's just stam. It's a good mile to be the quiet one. That's all he's saying. No? You don't agree?
It is true.
Right. But?
I think we'll take way more than the whole thing.
I know. Hashem calls over Moshe in an endearing way.
Exactly.
And you have a halacha over here. You shouldn't repeat things. That, right?
I'm going to go for my wife.
Yeah. Now, Michlal, we'll go two more minutes. Michlal, okay, so then the Gemara is over. But Michlal, what do you see from here? You see from here, the Tarvaihu, Sviru Lahu Miluim, Kala Kosov Behem, Ma'akiv Behem. You see from here that whatever was said by the Miluim mattered. It was Ma'akev. Both, even Rabbi Shlokish, who doesn't want anything from the Miluim. Hell, it's Ma'akev. Rashi says, Mahadol El. We're going back to the previous story. We just had this whole thing with Matan Torah. Now we're going back. Mid'amalei Rishlokish to Rabbi Yochanan. Rishlokish says to Rabbi Yochanan, how could you learn out from the Miluim a sequestering? The Miluim was dam, and here it's water. Right? And Rabbi Yochanan answers back, no, it switched. The fact that Rish Lakish asked that shows even Rish Lakish was very machped on what they did. It's not exactly the same. He has a kasha. Right? It's not exactly the same. So, Imam Iluim Kol HaKasa Behem Odile Michlal de Tarvayu, that both of them, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, are very machped about what went on by the Miluim. Right? The Itmar, because actually we have a story like that. It says, Miluim, about the Miluim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina. There's a machlokas, the same Rabbi Yochanan, but now a different person, Rabbi Chanina. Chad Amar, Kala Kosu Be'en Ma'akev Behen. Whatever the Pasuk said was Ma'akev. The Chad Amar, Dover HaMa'akev L'Doreis Ma'akev Behen. Only things that will Ma'akev forever, things that would be applying in the future, I guess like Karbanos rules of Kahanim, that was Ma'akev. But Dover She'en Ma'akev L'Doreis, but if it wouldn't be Ma'akev forever, like what? Like the sequestering? Ain't Ma'akev behem. It's not Ma'akev. So now Tishtaye, let's prove the Rabbi Yochanan who's the Amar, the Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says, Kol HaKosu behem Ma'akev behem. That everything was Ma'akev, even if it's not going to be in the future. Why? Because Mitzgamalei Rav Shimon L'Rish Lakish. Mitzgamalei Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. When Rish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, E Mami Luim Kol HaKosu behem Ma'akev behem. Isn't everything about the Miluim Ma'akev? V'lo Kamahadele V'lo Miti. He didn't say back. No, it's not true. He accepted it. And what did he have to do? He came up with another answer. What was his answer? No, Mayim is the place of Dam. He didn't say, but that's not Ma'akev in the future. He didn't say that. Why? Because he held, it's still Ma'akev. Right? Tishtayim, you're right, we proved that. That's exactly right. That Rabbi Yochanan is the one who held, they both were Ma'akev on the Miluim. Rabbi Yochanan is more Ma'akev than Rabbi Chanina. Okay?
How many things did you take out of it?
Out of the Miluim? We're going to see tomorrow. The whole tomorrow is a big day kahuna.
I know, but we have the other stuff for other things.
I know.
It's not just ring for Miluim, it's a ring for always.
Right, so the Gemara is going to say, Mai Ben Aihu, what's the difference? What are things? Yes, Ma'akev or not Ma'akev? So the Gemara is going to give three examples, and the Rishonim will give another 10. The Gemara is going to have three things that the question was, are the Ma'akev there and not for the future? And then the Rishon have like 5-7 more things. Alright, we'll do it tomorrow. Everybody have a good day, and we'll resume tomorrow. Kol Tov.